What's going on, man? It's your boy Country coming live from the South Got Something to Say, episode 84. We back in our studio.
What's happening? It's your boy DJ Big Dream, the Dirty 30 representative. That was a big pause. My bad.
And it's the heavily orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal Wind Eternity, holding it down for the South. Yeah.
Not only was it a big pause, he asked during the music playing, you masturbating yet?
Yeah.
After I had just said, hey, man, are you ready?
We're
going
to go live.
Like, was not paying attention whatsoever. Oh, man. What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back. Episode 84. 18. Man, we've been doing a whole bunch of work. Whole bunch of working, man. Turner, man, tell us about your event. Y'all, Safe Word, from my understanding, Safe Word had an event, right?
Yeah, man.
Tell us how it went.
We had Safe Not Sorry this past Sunday, December the 5th. It was a cadence to the World AIDS Day, which is December the 1st. So we had our podcast season finale for the Safe Word. So shout out to our co-host Mystique, and man, shout out to Serve the 2020 Podcast LLC. You know, they made sure that everything ran without a hitch. We had AIDS Alabama South in the building doing free, you know, clinic, basically doing free HIV testing. One of the biggest takeaways that I'm really proud to say is the fact that we were able to get 28 people tested. Statistically, in this city, one out of every five men that get tested typically tests positive for HIV.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You ain't going to just go past that shit like that.
Yeah.
Say that one more time.
Statistically.
Yes.
Black men.
Yes.
One in every five tests positive for HIV. Mobile has the highest rate. Let me not say currently because there are no statistics for this year, but last year, Mobile had the highest rate of HIV in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it was such a huge deal for us to put this event on.
Really?
Yeah. So
why are you so shocked?
Crazy enough,
I had
man.
No idea with that, man.
Yeah.
That's what made it such a big deal because, man, the women always show up.
Mm-hmm.
Women always show up for stuff like this. Us. Not so much, you know what I'm saying? But there were five guys there, and that was the thing that they made such a big deal about. He was like, you know, statistically, one of the men in this room should have tested positive, and nobody tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, out of all 28 people that we tested, all 28 were negative, which, you know what I'm saying, that was strong, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had Duchess Cashmere from the Cashmere Room podcast. She got a whole bunch of titles that I'm not going to necessarily say on this podcast because I don't want our videos to get flagged. But let's just say she is a pee preacher, if you will. Mm-hmm. She is a griot erotica. So her podcast is essentially stories that she has written. And it's basically like listening to audiobook shorts. So that's what she does.
A griot erotica sounds so nasty.
She can't. Oh, she filthy. But that's my homegirl. She is great at what she does, man. And so she came, and it was actually her birthday, too. So she came over, and she blessed us, man, with one of her favorite stories that she's done. And she had an intro and stuff, so that was dope. You know what I'm saying? She had a lot of people that came out and support. We had people from Florida, people from Mississippi that came out. I think somebody from Louisiana came through, too. I mean, just in general, bro, we had Blendia by India. She was in the building. She does like handmade soaps and stuff like that. So, you know, they came in. But ultimately, man, we just had a really, really good time. We had some people walk away with some really naughty gifts, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Because we had some naughty gift sponsors that donated some stuff. I mean, so all in all, bro, it was a pretty good event. You know, I knew that once I found out that Biga's championship celebration was going on the same time our event was going to go on.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's going to hurt the crowd a little bit. And don't get me wrong. You know, I'm sure that more people probably would have come had that not been that. I mean, and let's just face it. People love a party. You know what I'm saying? People want to party and people want to enjoy themselves.
And people love football.
Right. And I will never knock anybody for wanting to have a good time and for wanting to enjoy themselves. But With that being said, I also want to encourage everybody to know your status. I mean, you know what I mean? Just because the event is over, a World AIDS Day is done. AIDS Alabama South, who is a very good community resource, they are here in the city. And I just want to send, you know, a shout out to Antonio for helping us put that together from AIDS Alabama South, man. And he's just, it was a blessing. Like, I really can't put no other point to that other than to say that it was a blessing for everything to go down the way that went down. Shout out to HERS for allowing us to be able to come in and set up in their establishment. And ultimately, that's how I spent my Sunday. You know what I mean? It was a long day, but it was absolutely worth it to be able to network and to see all of those people. And so I just want to say thank you to everybody that came out. And if you wanted to be there but you couldn't be there, I appreciate you doing that too. And ultimately, just take care of yourself, know your status, and take care of your business. That's all, you know.
Really big fact. But
all in all, man, it was good, man. How about y'all? How was the rest of y'all week?
So yesterday we had an event to go to called Run Mob.
Yeah, man. Big Dream. DJ October.
Big Dream, want to tell us about that event yesterday?
Yeah, DJ October, Big Reggie, man. He ain't been doing as many he had been doing when I met him. And I think a lot of it had to do with COVID. But another person to give the flowers to, because he bring a lot of people. I mean, local talent, people that ain't quite blew up yet, bring them together, put them around DJs so they can get their music out, put them around. He connect a lot of underground stuff. You know what I mean? Some of these people don't know how to get connected to some of these people.
Facts.
But now you got Roski phone number, you got Dream phone number, you got Eternity phone number. You know what I'm saying? You can exchange these numbers with these people. And then another thing, I think it actually curves the violence a little. It sound crazy, don't it?
No, I agree.
You get what I'm going with this, don't you?
I do.
I mean, like, it's people I met last night that if I not met them last night and I run into them out somewhere, it could just be a misunderstanding. But now we actually know each other. When I walk into this random spot, there's just something in the spot that I'm normally not even there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A place that I normally hang, but this night I had to be there for whatever reason to be. And then I run into people that, like, who is this nigga? Oh, that's my dog. He the person for this, that, this, and that. I mean, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I run into someone, because I don't hang in Pritchard, for a great example. There's a lot of Pritchard people there last night. If I had to be in Pritchard, let's say if I go to Lotus or go to Flavors, now I may run into some of these cats in here. It's a whole different vibe when we've already talked. We done signed on. We done had grown men conversation. Oh, what up, big dog? You know what I'm saying? Oh, this Dream. We have a drink. You know what I'm saying? Instead of this same person looking at your side eye because I don't know who you is or where you're from. You know what I'm saying? So I think that helps in that manner as well. And I like it.
I was really surprised last night. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay.
So as from the artist perspective and somebody that has done Run Mob competitions in the past,
mm-hmm.
you know, I learned a lot even as long as I've been doing music, man, back then, because we made it to the finals, bro, and then we adjusted our show from what we did.
Mm-hmm.
to something that we felt like the judges would have voted for more.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, man, Rod Ski pulled me to the side. He wanted to go upside my head so bad because he was just like, bro, y'all hip-hop. This, you know what I'm saying, this crunk rap shit y'all tried to do tonight, this ain't y'all.
Mm-hmm.
People can tell it ain't y'all. Mm-hmm. And there are some events, you know what I'm saying, in the city that will give you some truth, but not like that, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And so I went in last night not knowing anybody, because all of the people that I really grew up with doing this music stuff, or not necessarily grew up with, but the people that was real, real heavy around my time, we had a couple of them in the building, but it was a whole lot of new faces, a whole lot of people that had only been doing music. They started doing music in this pandemic for real.
Right. That's what we noticed, a bunch of that.
Like, we ran into a lot of people that was just like, yo, man, I ain't been doing this for real, but like 6 months to a year, year and a half, two. You know, we had a few people that was just like, yo, I've been doing this like for a while now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people was brand new.
But there was a lot of fresh faces, a lot of kind of rookie stuff. And just to see the energy that a lot of the artists had, like a lot of people wanted to come talk to us, and despite them maybe not knowing who we were,
mm-hmm.
they understood the importance of there is no such thing as bad publicity.
Right.
I mean, there. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, you can go do some crazy stuff, and yeah, it will look bad per se, but at the same time,
it puts your name out there.
Talking, you got exactly. You know what I'm saying? And like a lot of the cats that we talked to last night, it was might have been like their first time doing interviews, mm-hmm. or something like that. And I mean, for the most part, everybody just kind of stepped up, stepped in, and really tackled. You know what I'm saying? The thing I like the fact that wasn't nobody scared to spit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Wasn't right. nobody scared to spit. You know, everybody got a chance to get upstairs and get some feedback, and it's so funny to me, just because even though I was there in the podcast capacity,
mm-hmm.
I still kind of had that artist ear on too.
Right.
But because I have been the DJ, I have been an artist, I've been a producer, now we're into the podcasting game, I have really, really been able to combine everything that I've ever done in the music.
Mm-hmm.
But I always look at it with an objective eye. So to when we went upstairs, when they was performing,
mm-hmm.
to see rappers that I rapped with, you know, 10 years ago, now a lot of them are DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Or they doing different elements of music. It felt good to be amongst peers, but it was almost like we are witnessing the second coming of talent.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, artists like Young Blue and Flo Milli have opened the door for,
mm-hmm.
For eyes to be on this city, man. So for everybody that was out there doing their thing, man, like just keep grinding, you know what I mean? But be humble. That's another thing too. A lot of cats want to go viral because we live in an age of going
mm-hmm.
viral.
Mm-hmm.
But work on you, work on your craft, work on your stage presence, work on your material, work on your delivery, work on cadence.
Some feedback I didn't give last night,
right,
was because one of our, and our, we're gonna have a video come out, it's gonna publish on everything, right, and the podcast for just that. You're gonna hear a bunch of interviews. One of the guys, the biggest personality, mm-hmm. also had the worst delivery when it came to the subject at hand,
right?
When it came down to his music,
right,
he wasn't there.
So I'm going to tell you some crazy stuff.
Now,
I was chopping it up with somebody that was there last night,
mm-hmm.
that actually got to hear him perform. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, he was straight, you know what I'm saying, on the performance aspect of it, which just let me know, because I know who you're talking
about, mm-hmm.
which just let me know that, you know, it's cool to have this huge-ass personality, but, and I don't want to sound like the old-ass dude in the room when I say this, but like, I got a real, I'm really against the whole, like, rapping over your vocal tracks type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, rapping over your song. Like, get you some show tracks, get you some instrumentals, maybe drop your hook in there. You need a couple of ad-libs. But, you know, when people come to, people pay to come see you perform.
Mm-hmm.
So perform. You know what I'm saying? Like, give them what they came to see.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hide... The reason that, because I hear a lot of people, oh man, well, the mics be trash. That's why you go to sound check, bro. You know what I'm saying? You can't be like, oh, well, I'm that nigga. And then you show up and then here you are, you barely getting the lyrics out because you too busy trying to catch the song. A lot of cats, man, they'll record a song and then go hop, you know, in front of a mic the next day, which, don't get me wrong, is not bad if you know your shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can't perform half the song because you're too busy trying to, you know, basically show out on stage, like, that's not what this is about. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, like, just trying to develop the culture, develop the understanding. You can't hide behind the beat and the track forever.
Right.
You either show up or you're going to blow up, man. I mean, it's simple as that.
So. Right. So, like, even though, you know, you can definitely tell for some of them, they knew what they was there for, right? Mm-hmm. I would mess with somebody, I'll pick at somebody and get them off track,
mm-hmm.
but they'll bring themselves right back around to their music, which is right. what you should be doing.
Right.
He had the biggest personality of the night,
right.
great personality, got potential to go really far if he can hone in, but when it came down to his music, he just went down. And of course, I ain't giving that feedback last night because we was introducing people, meeting people.
Right.
Now, this guy shows a lot of talent, so hopefully in the near future, we get him on the show and we'll be a little bit more critical. But last night, I didn't want to hit me in the face with, like, hey, man, you need to focus on the music.
Yeah.
You know, tone it down a bit, but...
No, I feel that.
You know?
I feel that completely.
We definitely had... Man, we interviewed a lot of people. Man, we had some... I ain't gonna lie, I got surprised a couple times.
Yeah.
I got surprised a couple times. I got let down a couple times.
Yeah.
you know. And then I got blown away at the end, which is kind of was expected. And I knew he was gonna be good. I didn't know he was gonna blow me away.
Yeah,
the last artist. And y'all will see him on, like I said, on the thing. Didn't know he was gonna blow me away just because I knew he was gonna be good just because he was a student. Mm-hmm. I watched him the whole night. He went clicked up. He went hanging with people. He was by himself watching. He was going different spots watching, listening. You know what I'm saying?
You could tell who the more seasoned people were.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way that they handled themselves in that type of environment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to an environment in which you are networking,
right?
That is what you would do. That's what you were there to do.
And by the way, it's a pre-network event because it was invite only, VIPs only.
Exactly. You like, know what I'm saying? Like,
public access cut off.
Right. No, you had two RSVP.
Yeah.
And it was like first come, first serve. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Either you showed up or you didn't. And that was, you were absolutely right. You know, it's one thing to, you know, enter into a networking event just to come do this and that, but you also have to take your craft seriously enough that whenever you have the opportunity to be heard, to be seen, to do whatever, man, take them opportunities. Mm-hmm. Like, you cannot be afraid to let people know who you are.
Right.
And we had a couple people that did that last night. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We was like, yo, you know, why don't y'all come in the booth, come chop it up with us or whatever. Okay, I'm gonna be over there. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. And they ain't show up.
They show, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's your loss because
right.
And I said this, you know, I said this on Twitter earlier, and I'm gonna go ahead and say it again while we on the podcast because shit, this is our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? People are so focused on social media,
mm-hmm.
and they so focused on social media following. And I only bring that up because people will look at, like, our Instagram. Bro, we are busy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We try to post stuff when we can. But, you know, people will look at your Instagram and go, oh, well, man, they must not be doing nothing because they ain't got but 200 followers. Man, listen, them followers, we appreciate all the followers that we have. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to grow those social media platforms. But, bro, this is a podcast. This is a listening avenue. Yes, we record these stuff, and we record video, and we put video out for y'all to see us, see our faces, and be in y'all living rooms or your phones or your computer screens or whatever it is.
Right.
But the 59 countries and the 803 cities that we're in are a lot more impactful than 200 followers on Instagram.
100%. Mm-hmm. 100%.
So when we say the South got something to say, bro, we started this platform not just for us to talk to y'all every week and not just for y'all to hear what we got to say because we are here to put the Gulf Coast on.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
That's the plan. That is what we came for.
You know what I mean? Like, I had to get that out because that had been sitting on me since last night.
Oh, yeah?
That had been sitting on me since last night. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But we was busy and we was doing the interviews and all that kind of stuff. This ain't to say, you know, this and that, because when I tell you everybody came to talk to us, people we wasn't even planning on talking
right.
to came to talk to us.
So, no lie. Now, this is the fun part of the story, right? So, I get a message from Eternity. Hey, man. Reggie said you want to do the show tonight? What show? Rim Mob. Is it a marathon race? Like, legit, in my head, I'm like, bro, is this a relay race? Is this a sprint or something? Like, I had no idea. I'm like, man, shoot me his information. So I go to his page, and I look through some stuff, and I send him a message. He hit me right back. Boom. Okay. Hey, man, what's your expectations? Do I need to bring equipment? He's like, yeah, you got to bring all your equipment. I was like, banners? Yep. So, all right. So then I got the one wild card. Let me call Dream. Hey, Dream.
I always got to be the wild.
He was like, I was like, hey, bro, you seen the message? Yeah. Bro, you going to be able to do that? You good? Yeah, I'll do it. All right, bro, I'm going to need your help to get the equipment over there. All right. Let me know. I was like, oh, this dude's still asleep. He's still asleep, right? So I jump back in the mirror. It's like, yeah, man, we down. I hit you up. Dream called me back. Hey, probably need to get some beer in the car. Hang up. All right. So he say, I need to get some beer in the car. Hang up on me, right? So now I'm scrambling. Like, bro, how am I going to pull this off? I figured it out. We got some beer in the car. Bro, I thought 200 business cards were going to be a lot. But then I thought about we was getting 1,000 business cards at work, and that'd be that loan boss. Mm-hmm. That list pot was probably 200 business cards. I just feel like it should have been so much more.
And cool. them cards that we use are thicker, too. So,
I was just going to say that.
So
it fill up more room.
Yeah. I'm going to get some real nice ones done. Those was last minute business cards.
I ain't going to lie, they was some dope ass promo cards.
Yeah.
I ain't going to call them business cards. Those were promo cards. You know what I'm saying? They promo cards. That's what they're there for. So.
I mean, they were perfect.
Yeah.
Bro, I threw that shit together in about.
And everybody we told, we was like, look, take our stuff, bro. I went to go check out Instagram today. We had like 17 new followers.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So, I have been getting a message all day. I got the very last one. I opened up, accept that, then looked on the page.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I know I got more than this. So, I started looking. I was like, oh, Buck been on. He been accepting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man.
And getting him the follow backs and whatnot.
Listen, y'all. If y'all write us on these social media pages, I promise you, you'll get a response. I can't tell you it's going to be immediately. Because for the most part, I'm trying to do what I can, especially for Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is a little bit easier, you know what I'm saying, just because it's a little bit more accessible for everybody.
Yeah.
But if y'all send us a message on Instagram or on Twitter, I do pretty much I keep monitor of those accounts. Mm-hmm. We all do, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I try
you stay on top of the other,
especially the Twitter account.
Yeah.
So you know, we just trying to grow all of those platforms, man, and we always tell y'all to like, follow, and subscribe, but we gonna make sure that y'all know where to find us too,
right,
on these things, because hey, we can't grow without y'all, man.
Yeah, so. we gonna get better at our social media, I promise.
For sure.
Y'all really should stand by and listen, man. I mean, I think with some good interviews, y'all gonna meet some interesting people. I met some interesting people, you know, that I look forward to talking to again.
Parker.
Very interesting.
man, I made him so nervous at the beginning.
And then I also love seeing people in their infant age of music.
Infant.
You know,
he said
infinite.
You said infinite, but you meant infant.
He had made them
like gods and superheroes.
So
I am Xerxes. I am just God.
Because sometimes you get lucky and get to look back and say, I remember when they first started.
Yeah.
When they were scared to even talk on a microphone.
I look at them now. I definitely wish that success for every one of them. I want every one of them to be looked back and be like, man, the South put us on heavy. I want to go back and sit down with them guys. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want that to be a thing. For sure.
And I seen, I mean, I admire everybody that was there. But the two that stood out to me the most, as in, like, look like that look. You feel me? Mm-hmm. You look like all you got to do now is go where you need to go with it. Mm-hmm. Was Mona. She got the look. 100% got the look. You know what I mean? And T-Man Let, he got that look to me. I went and watched one of his videos.
But everybody was blinged up last night.
Yeah.
The light skinned dude. Like, I mean, even like the light skinned dude to talk low, he iced out like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And she had on a fucking bus down. The first bus down I seen in person. Okay. I could have missed it being around people, but that's from what I can recall seeing it in person.
Right.
I knew what it was off top. That's why I called it out, bro. My Rolex looked just like that.
I ain't trying to be funny because I'm not like, and I'm a timepiece guy, but I'm not a blingy guy. Like,
yeah.
I have been. And
I'll be honest with you. First thing I noticed was a bust down
because
it made me throw up in my mouth. I hate bust downs. I think it's the stupidest thing you can do to appreciate an asset. Sorry.
I don't know if it
depreciated now.
It does. 100%.
You know,
without question.
I'm going to be honest with you. That we all saw. That is not the first thing that caught my eye.
You're so stupid.
That is not the first thing that caught my eye.
Not the first thing that caught my eye. I didn't
give a fuck about what was on that girl's wrist. Like you said, she got that it factor.
Was it her that had on the bus?
Man,
she was iced out on the wrist, on the neck.
So let me.
She has a big tennis bracelet on the wrist, but that I gave them away.
So let me tell you, because she followed us, then I followed her back. Mm-hmm. I looked at the page, bro. She was in the City Girls video a lot.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like she, the one on the pole.
Oh,
and on the beach. Oh, the City Girls
with Cardi B.
With Cardi B, yeah. She was in that video a lot. It makes sense.
She do make sense.
She most definitely fit the crew.
Yeah, she was in a lot of... I didn't know that was her that had the bust down on. Yeah, I ain't like the bust down. I went to her that because, you know, the first thing they say is you can't afford one. I choose to wear Apple Watch.
Well, I mean, I like my Apple Watch. I mean, it's all love.
I love the bust
down. Yeah, it's all love. Yeah, I don't care.
But it's just opinion, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not a flashy guy either, though.
Oh, yeah, you know that. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Not I'm not flashy at all.
He's not a flashy person. I'm the flashy person.
Yeah, you super flashy.
No, let me tell you the crazy shit. Like, I have been the flashy person before, though.
And I
I have been the flashy person. I have been there. It's kind of that been there, done it type thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just real deal into like my metals and crystals phase. Like that's just me.
I've been there and I'm stuck there.
Like I am like and prime example, like, you know, when people wear the big chains, bro, like my chains are wood. Like my pieces.
Right.
I got like Mercer's Mines chains, but they made out of oak.
So I love gold. So the thing is, I feel that.
Yeah.
I've had a bunch of wood jewelry too. I like wood jewelry. I feel that I like gold. So I will definitely rock a lot of gold stuff. I wear two rings on my hand.
Right.
They ain't not all the time, but when I do go out, I got two rings on.
Right.
Right. Two gold rings. I do love gold rings, but I'm not flashy, right?
Yeah. You ain't gonna have the big star with all the crystals.
No.
You're just not flashy. Like
that. I'm not flashy.
That's
like
my
that.
Job.
I think
the biggest piece. Besides, of course, like this big, like y'all, I'm gonna show y'all this pendant too. I'm gonna show it on air. I got one in the car. It's a big ass oak pendant. But I think the biggest piece of jewelry that I really wear right now, like actual jewelry,
mm-hmm.
I got an Ankh ring. I've been wearing forever, but I used to only wear it for shows.
Mm-hmm.
Now I wear it a little more often, but only when I'm having to go do eternity stuff.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, absolutely.
I dress up.
I think you see. You wore it in the video, right?
I did.
Yeah, you know I remember.
Like I dress up the character, but me and as far as like everyday life,
yeah,
bruh, like
laid back. I'm trying not to be seen,
man,
bruh. So people ask me why my tent be so dark on my vehicle, bruh, and that's because I do not want to be seen. I be trying to say out the way.
Like for me,
completely.
Yeah,
I'm middle of the road. Icy now. I could never walk around with four chains on nowadays. I'm past that point in my life. You feel me? I don't wear chains like I used to. You know what I mean? I blew a lot of money on that shit. But like now, one nice piece. Well, even with a nice piece, I still got a Jesus piece y'all never see.
Hey, bro, you drive a slingshot with 5,637,000 lights on.
Well, that's what they're supposed to do.
Okay, bro. No, but you know what? So that's the part of me that I can't shake, bro. Like, as far as like the jewelry, and it's so crazy we talk about this because I literally was just looking at the possibility of going to get me a diamond piece made.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that's all I want, and I don't want it big. When it comes to lights and shit,
you in,
bruh? I am in. When it comes to technology, when it comes to like light work stuff like that,
but that's me too in my house.
I am too. Yeah.
But like, I was on my vehicle, so people can look at me. But you know what I hate. And I drive nice cars, bro. Not my last couple of cars been nice cars, right? Ooh. I hate pulling up to the gas station and somebody being like, hey, man, that's a nice truck. Bro, it's so awkward to me. Bro, I'll be like, thanks. And then I run into the gas station.
Definitely can't own a slingshot.
I get it every time.
I don't know what else to say. Thank you. It's just, but to me, it's, bro, I love my truck.
Right.
But at the end, it's still just a truck. You know, I didn't buy it because I think you would like the way it look. I bought it because I like the way it look.
Right.
It's so, bro, I'm awkward that way.
Somebody's like, man, I ain't know that man doing red lights. They don't. I put them in here.
Right.
But that's minor touches
mm-hmm.
were the only things that I did. I changed like center caps and like valve covers and right. interior lights.
Makes you makes it more for you.
I made
you.
It for me.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I did it for me.
Exactly.
I don't care what y'all think. I don't.
But Dream passed by you in that slingshot.
You know it's Dream.
You 100% know it's Dream. He drowned your music out. And you can't see for the rest of the day. All at the same time. Mm. Bruh, it's a, what do they call? Flashbang. Right.
I'm throwing shit on the scat too.
Oh, no.
But you know what? I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I don't want it, But I ride with him all day. Oh, I be seeing that shit all day. You know, I just don't want it for myself.
You know what's crazy, bro?
What?
It's like, I know end game. I know regardless of how I feel about it, I'm going to end up buying one. Hmm. Because.
Can't wait.
I'm a outdoor kind of guy, bro. I like.
Right.
I like UTVs, ATVs, right? Mm-hmm. So, it's really hard for me to not enjoy it. I drove it a couple times, bro. I loved it.
Yeah.
Really hard for me not to enjoy it. Right, but at the same time, I buy one. Then he gonna be like, "Man, you gotta do this. You gotta do that. See how you heard how loud his is?
$10,000 later.
Mine, it's gonna be loud, but without. It's gonna be bass loud though. I don't even know how you make a slingshot bass
they
heavy.
Got, they yeah. can't. They
but
got.
I'm gonna figure it out. I like they bass. Got. I they like got. Bass.
Bro, oh, you know got. What? You know, what I just thought about. We need to figure out how to do something. For
For sure. We was, who else? Was I talking about that with you last night?
Probably not. Probably him, not me.
Talking with you?
Yeah, I don't think
the week
so.
At the Mardi Gras?
Oh, no, that was me.
Yeah, I thought so.
That was me.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about that. I'm talking about, like, parade style.
Well, I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about, like, the parade is the place for his slingshot. So... Yeah, when I think about stuff like that.
Dita Wayne was telling me today, he said he drive his all year round. I said, oh, shit. Not today. The day for the Viger thing.
Because yeah.
When I woke up that morning, I was having some problems. So I was like, bro, I don't know where you at, but I don't know if I'm going to make it. He said, well, I ain't going to make it either, bro. I'm going to head to Evergreen. What you going to Evergreen for? He said, we finna go buy another slingshot. Wait, what? Yeah, my homeboy been one for a while. We found one on the 2,900 miles on the 17. He said, tell him that's good. I said, shit, man, I got 2,900 miles on it right now. It's a 2021. So that ain't bad, you know what I mean? And he's nah, I ain't going to make it, bro. And we got to talking about the parade and stuff. He was like, you know, I drive miles all year round. In the Mardi Gras parades, there are Fat Tuesdays.
We talking about how we drive the slingshot. We talking about what we going to do for the parade.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It be slingshots in the parade. Well, from my understanding.
Robbie won Fight Dream. All the time, bro. All but the time. Every moment. Every little step, you know, I take. I will swing on Dream. That step I take.
I don't think I can do the cold, though.
Bro, I be wanting to punch you all the time. Because, like.
Keep bro, wanting to punch me. It's all right.
Yeah, bro. Like, you get what we ask you, but you always do it in, like, the shotgun pattern. Like, instead of. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Instead of doing. The rifle sniper winking through the scope type kind of deal.
I see it, bro.
Instead of wink through the scope, bruh pulls out the shotgun and it shoot
super
and
long,
hit all bro. These extra shit that we didn't ask him about.
It's a 30 inch. You're
just,
right.
Just to get to his point.
You're right.
Every time.
I agree.
He does that a lot, don't he?
He did.
Bruh, it is so infuriating.
It's
to me.
Okay.
Bro, we got to jump him.
I am accustomed.
I get the point. I've been getting my point across.
Bro, you, I be missing the point because you're so broad.
You got to stay focused.
Yo, I can't.
I'm going to tell y'all some wild shit.
What's that?
So I had these made last year, and then I changed my whole logo.
You did? You did.
So now I got to get a note, which is why I'm.
Well, you gonna made it, bro. I want one.
I get you one made. Yeah. I got a cat that don't. So I got Man. You. I got you. Matter of fact. Well, yeah, we'll talk
off. With that being said, merch is back on the board. I started on that today. I talked to him about it. Merch is coming. Merch is on the way for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. I want to have some merch like January.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like some kind of cold gear merch. Hoodies, crew necks. Bro, I love my crew neck, bro. Let me tell you, I wear your crew neck like everywhere.
That's what's up.
Bro, you know what's crazy? Is that. I be having to think about where I'm going. Be like, oh, can't go in there again because I had this on yesterday. Just the crew neck part, though, man.
I got you.
Because, I love a crew neck, dog.
I appreciate that.
It's, man, crew necks are amazing, bro. It's comfortable.
We got stuff.
It's warm.
I'm telling you,
it's
bro.
It's fly.
I played with that idea for a while, and I was just, and like I said, it was an accident, man. But I kid you not, like. Because it's my stuff, it's like I wanted to have something of everything just in case people saw some shit.
But that's the first thing I said when you said you
I want this. And so I hadn't worn anything but the crew neck. Mm-hmm. It's so comfortable. Bro, that crew neck more comfortable than the hoodie.
When you told me you was bringing out some gear, I said, bro, you gonna do a crew neck? You was like, yes. I was like, that's what I want. Mm-hmm. That's all I want. I want a crew neck.
Man, it's funny that you did the little every little stuff I take thing because I want to play this real quick, and it's actually gonna kind of tie into it's gonna tie into kind of what we already had going on. So I'm gonna play this right quick. We can play it because it's less than 30 seconds. So let me turn this volume up real quick.
Like you broke a couple bones. You need to hear that shit
alone. This was a TikTok of a girl dancing to Thuggish Ruggish Bone. Mm-hmm. It was just horrible.
Oh my God, but dude. But tied right into where we're going.
Oh, it tied right into where we're going.
Man, last Thursday,
I'm about to go down with this sinking ship. I don't give a damn. I have something to say, but I'm gonna let y'all start.
He is on the boat while it's on fire, and we are not finna let him get away with it.
I am the one holding on to the blue heart of the Ocean Jewel while the Titanic is sinking.
Straight up,
do y'all hear me?
DJ Big Dream Thursday versus Three Six Mafia, Bone Thugs and Harmony. What you think happened?
It was a massacre, man.
Oh my God, bro. What was it? What? It was a massacre. It was a massacre, bro. It was a massacre, man. Bro.
And I felt, like, to me, it was the second best behind Jeezy and Gucci. You know, I actually got to live through both eras. I seen both of them when they both started, both beefs. You know what I'm saying?
60.
I genuinely never seen why they was even beefing, realistically. I never followed it as deeply as I did Jeezy and Gucci's.
And Jeezy and Gucci, we moving heavy in the club. So hard to follow. Well, you know, hard to not follow that.
Yeah, I was Big Dream by that time.
So, yeah. We moving heavy.
With them, it was just like talk beef, though. Mm-hmm. I'm a group, you're a group. My group is better than yours. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a street beef. You know what I'm saying? So I never took that beef serious. They are, when you put them together, though, this was the difference, I think. What happened in that, why it was so one-sided. 3-6 Mafia together equals like a Kanye West.
No.
I ain't saying they are Kanye. Let me explain that part.
Hey, we jumping buck, bruh. We jumping buck.
It's an entirety. They produce their own shit.
You finna take
they
me out
the
side. They
make their own beats. You feel what I'm saying? And they bring in shit. You know, like, they got songs with other people that's just as big that they ain't, like, it ain't theirs. You feel what I'm saying?
They did a lot of that.
Yeah, that was my point. Bone them don't. They don't produce their own stuff.
Well, they got a huge track that they skipped. A couple of them. They skipped Home. It made me so mad.
Let Dream finish.
Oh, my bad.
Cause musically, y'all, I'm not gonna have the opinion that y'all think I'm gonna have, but I got facts.
Okay.
And that I got facts that I just want to say. But I'm gonna let Dream finish.
All right, my bad.
Well, that was, I think, the biggest thing to it. Like, they can go out and make a banger overnight. They're gonna produce this hot beat. Put this hot track together, put this person on it, and they can do it on themselves too. I mean, they got their own hits on their own. We ain't acting like they just Lil Jon's. I don't know if that was disrespectful.
What?
I don't know a song with Lil Jon that I just want to hear Lil Jon ride a beat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Lil Jon
don't
ride the beat songs. That nigga
made
crunk music.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He got a beat at the hook. For. You know what I'm saying? And I'm waiting to see who rap on it. You feel what? They like that, but at the same time, they can go make a song without even saying a word on it, still can be a banger. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I meant by the Kanye West. Kanye West can do his whole thing himself. He don't need outside engineers. He don't need outside producer. He can do it all. He's very talented. By himself.
Yeah, I still don't like that. You know what I mean? Pick somebody else.
As a group.
Pick Creek. Don't pick Kanye.
I don't know enough about Crit to say that.
Crit do everything on his own. J. Cole do everything on his own. Bro, there's a lot of people that do everything on their own.
Yeah.
But picking Kanye is like.
Crit make his own beats?
Yes.
J. Cole make his own beats?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Engineer.
Well, I know you can do it. There's a lot of folks who can do it, but a lot of folks who don't do it.
Bro, top to bottom, a lot of them do all their stuff they self. Like, but you picking Kanye West is blasphemy, bro.
Don't do that. I'm doing a little far. But overall, man.
Look, you about to be on my side.
Yeah. I feel like at me. It's the same side. Shit.
They can drop bangers. And it ain't just because I'm from here. Because like I said, when they dropped, we talking about in the 90s, Southern music was actually on the back burner more than East and West and shit like that. Mm. It was on, y'all got beats, but y'all can't rap shit still. When it started. You know what I mean? So, I mean, most definitely people say, oh, the only reason why Bone wasn't hitting that hard is because y'all from the South. I don't think that's true.
I do.
I don't think that's true, bro.
But continue.
Just because, like I say, when this started, bro, we heard more shotgun, Tupac, shotgun. Biggie, and Nas than we heard Southern music. Uh-uh. In the 90s?
Uh-uh. In the 90s?
Maybe in the early 90s.
No, I gotta be on your side here. Late 90s, bro, the radio was DMX, Ja Rule, Jay-Z, Fat Joe, Big Pun.
Okay, I give you that.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, but you also had your 8 Balls, you had your Outkast, you had
Outkast on the radio. You did, and you didn't have 8 Ball on the radio to Bad Boy South.
You had UGK on the radio.
You had UGK on the radio a little bit.
It was a lot of
Big Pimpin. Big Pimpin. Big Pimpin. Yeah.
We're talking late 90s. I'm not talking early 90s.
Super late 90s. You did have some Texas. But you, man, Atlanta, you had PT. And a drama.
Yeah. Yep. But Miracle. All that came in the late 90s.
And Miracle.
Once that wave came through, it opened the door for the South.
Yeah,
when
but
we came after that. But all
but just Miracle. Really think about it. The South. Yeah. I mean, you're
3-6 was, bro. Okay, no, I'm gonna tell you why I don't agree with that, because I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off.
Go ahead.
I'm speaking on this for the three. I ain't even on the Bone shit yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking in rep for 3-6 because I listen to a lot of 3-6 Mafia.
Right.
A lot of 3-6 Mafia.
Right.
I remember my sister coming from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And us riding around in a 1996 Sentra, bumping When the Smoke Clears,
mm-hmm.
and bumping Chapter 2 World Domination. You know what I'm saying? Bumping Tatter Club up and bumping Late Night Tip.
So,
and all
for
of that.
Sure.
And this is in the 90s. So, might have been me because I had turned it up for that thing.
Oh, for sure. No, you're right. They did come on the radio, bro. But what you said, they had major play.
Yeah.
They didn't have major.
I'm not saying they had major, but I'm just saying that they had.
They had about 20%.
You write in terms of radio play. You write in terms of when we start talking about radio play. You write in terms of that.
But back then, that's all we had. It's a different world back then. Mm-hmm. If you didn't buy the CD, bro, you was listening to the radio.
Okay, so maybe that's the difference because I was actually buying the albums. Plus,
me too.
Plus, when we started talking about like late 90s, 2000s, I was starting to phase into that DJ.
South Miami was heavy too, though.
Absolutely.
South Miami was heavy late 90s, absolutely. Early 2000s. So yeah. I wanted to make sure I broke them in because they were heavy. Man, Trick Daddy and Trina.
I'm finna say Cash Money and talk about and No Limit. Live crew.
Yeah.
Cash No Limit.
Yeah, No Limit.
99.
Cash Money.
99. Yeah, super late.
99.
No Limit was in like 96, 97. Though.
Yeah, but they go mainstream hard to run.
Nah, they was pretty. They was mainstream.
Make them say
Un
came out in 97, 98.
They were mainstream. They were mainstream. But they part of that 20%.
You're right.
They was a big part of that 20%. Absolutely. They were probably 10% of the 20.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because.
Bruh, here on the Gulf Coast.
Bling came out in like 98, 99. I specifically remember doing a show with BG. Here.
Mm-hmm. Everybody like, remember like the Gold Tank like, and the Prowlers from the Bling Bling video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but go ahead, finish
the
stuff.
From the Bling Bling video?
Prowler.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just think about that. I got to pause that for 1 second. You had the hottest black entertainers at that time driving fucking Prowlers.
Mm-hmm. Bruh,
Prowlers.
You know what's crazy?
Escalades.
The people that we
big shit.
Yeah, the people we talked to last night, half of them don't know what a prawler is. That's what's crazy.
Right.
Don't even know what a prawler is.
Right. We are literally like in the, we are like a generation gap.
Oh, yeah.
Between where they at, the music we had is like after our parents' stuff, but it's way before the shit that they know.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's a funny spot because I got to grow up like our parents did a little bit.
Right.
Like, bro, I grew up with tapes.
Right.
But then I was in the grind for the CDs, and then I seen them disappear. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
Like, we got to see that whole transition.
I don't think I ever felt older last night when we was talking about music.
He had 45s.
Bro, I had vinyl. I got vinyl on my first album.
But
I got a vinyl. I got vinyls in the house.
But I'm just saying, like, my first album
was on vinyl.
I got actual vinyls because the DJs wasn't using Serato then. They was using, they were still scratching and mixing with actual records.
Yeah.
So every single,
act like that's a goddamn Stone Age thing.
It is, bro. You Stone Age.
I started with records.
Bro, Barney Rebel.
I'm talking 2004, 2005. It ain't a Stone Age thing, but it just goes to
speak
to how.
That's when I started DJing.
It just speaks to how the transition
happened so fast.
We talked about last night with some of them artists as far as like the transition of technology and how it has improved.
Right. Like, bro. It's so much easier for artists to get on because they can upload their music right now. Yeah, they can make a song and upload it.
Right.
Yeah, versus back then, you couldn't afford the CDs if you was a kid. If you 15 trying to get rap, man, where you going to rap it?
Bro,
you rapping on cassette tapes.
Bro. I'm going to tell this real quick and then we're going to get back to this. I kid you not. You can ask any of my partners, bro. You remember like the beatbox that had the microphone on the top of it?
Yeah.
Bro, we used to go buy cassette tapes, stick them in the tape deck, and hit the record button, and then we either playing beats from like radio outside of it. Mm-hmm. And then we was literally doing like the Doug, banging on the trash can, drumming on the street, like making beats and rapping and beatboxing
right there
on a cassette tape. Speaking into the microphone of a boombox, Brad, y'all don't even know what a boombox is.
Man, you don't know the struggle.
They do not understand how different life is now, bro.
I got friends that still do like cassettes for nostalgia purposes.
Yeah.
I buy them every time. I ain't got shit to play them on, but I just want them for the nostalgia.
Bro, I ain't got nothing to play them on.
People don't know that. Like, bro, so to speed them up a little bit, they don't know what it's like to make your ringtone from the radio.
What?
They don't know what it's like to hold your phone to the radio.
Bro,
you had to wait. First, you had to wait till the song came on.
Well, most people were waiting till the Fat 5 and 9 or the, whatever and that bitch is. You knew kind of what was on that list.
Mixtapes used to be tapes that you literally recorded songs off the radio.
Off the radio, on. Yeah.
That was a mixtape.
With a piece of paper in the hole so it'll record for you.
What?
Well, first off, you pirated them, fucker you. Those were meant to not be recorded over.
We know.
But they made blank cassette tapes.
Exactly.
Then the one you just supposed to record on.
I don't know about your parents, but my parents was in poverty.
I was taking every little lawnmower money I had and going to my bank.
Man, my dad ain't give me no lawnmower to mow nobody yard.
Man, I wasn't gonna throw no paper cover.
Bro, by the time tapes came out, you was working. So you can afford them.
I had a pull-out tape deck in my Impala.
I know it.
This will blow your mind, though.
You had to pull the whole...
You had to pull the whole radio out.
The pieces in your chest, though. Yeah, so...
You mash a little button on the side, and the lever pop up.
Hey, people, I know we going down this rabbit hole right now. But, like, when I got my first car, you used to take the face off your CD player out to keep it from getting stolen.
That's what I
did. If you didn't take your face off, they were still in your CD player.
Oh, yeah, hell
if
yeah.
you left your face on, your CD player wasn't going to be there.
Yeah.
But what he talking about back in the gap, the tape decks used to have these little loops on the side, two little loops.
I remember that.
Bruh, those little loops were so you can pull them out.
Damn, that's
because
crazy.
People would jump in your car and pull your tape deck out.
That's wild, man.
Straight up.
Mine had a bag, bro. I was advanced.
You had a car phone, didn't you?
I had every car phone ever made. No clue. Everyone ever made. All the way up until about 8 years ago, I had every cell phone ever made. Every high end. I had every phone. I'm going to tell you something a lot of folks don't remember. If you had enough money, you could take your vehicle to the phone place. They install the phone in your car, and you hang it up on a receiver like it was inside the house.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a car phone.
Yeah.
That is a car phone. That's a real car phone.
I have one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, it only worked in your car.
Yeah, yeah, it only worked in plugged to your battery.
It's hardwired to your battery.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I was too broke to afford one, but I knew people would.
Well, I ain't keep it on long.
Right.
But it looked like you were balling with a phone in your car.
I ain't keep it on long.
It's like this nigga got a phone in his car.
Man, in my truck.
Right. Let me tell you one of the bad beatings I ever got while I came home from school with a pager.
Really?
Yeah, bro, my folks did not want me to have a pager.
I had a pager.
Well, it was a rule back then. If you owned a pager,
you was a dope boy.
You was a dope boy.
Yeah,
period.
I had a pager.
Period. I had every pager.
My mama wouldn't let me get a cell phone, but I was so active, she wanted me to have a pager. And she was just like if I had to practice or something, she would page me just to let her know, like, she was in the parking lot. Shit like that.
Bruh. Hell no, my mama was going. I got beat when she found out I had a pager.
I had a two-way at 16 because I was DJing.
I had the... Clear the see-through pager that was wood grain.
That was fire.
Oh my god, that was the one.
Fire. Well, I got the red one. I switched the clear one for the red one.
That's my favorite color.
When they came out with the cup, oh yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
So
they came out with it. I was see-through, but they had different colors of see-through.
Mine was see-through, but it had the wood grain on it. It was brown with wood grain.
Motorola,
but it clear. Oh man, it was hard.
But they had the pure clear one too. Where you see the inner workings.
Hey bro, can I buy a pager now?
I think they still sell them.
Bro, if they make them.
I want to.
Well,
it can't be that expensive. It can't be that expensive, bro.
You bitch, I'm gonna put up in your house.
I'm talking so much shit. All right. Anyway, getting back to the verses.
Yeah.
What else did you have on your end?
That was pretty much it, man. I was just I tried to be open as possible. I hear something. Oh, yeah, that was the one right there. And then like three sisters come back and like drop one on that. Boom! Like fuck, killed that. God damn it. Even when they did the Notorious Big one, I'm like, I don't think 3 Seconds had anything to even play with that. Shit. And right behind it. I'm like, oh, it's bad. It got bad, man. All
right, Country.
Even the fight was bad. Ahead.
Let me have it.
It's me? I got it. Okay. Ha ha.
We're going to save you for last.
All right. So listen, bro. So it started out, and I'm counting. It was like, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1. I'm sending butt messages. His messages are sounding real aggy. I was like, I probably should leave him alone. Probably should leave this guy alone. Then the incident happened. Round 4, Biz Bone said, I ain't going to have y'all mocking me like that on this stage. Yeah, you gangster,
y'all,
boo.
He said, y'all ugly motherfuckers.
Ugly motherfuckers.
Hey, man, we
ain't going to act like,
we ain't going to act like he ain't telling the truth.
Bruh, no, this is the problem.
Hey, what happened? Because I don't watch it twice. How was they mocking him? What happened? Or do they not show them?
All right, so just real quick.
Because I don't know what happened.
Let me just, I'm going to put this piece in, then I'm going to let you get back to what you said. Yeah,
I just want to know what happened.
For a week. Well, it happened. As soon as they announced it.
They've been going back and forth. Yeah.
Like making little jokes and shit. But for like the last 72 hours leading up to it, Busy has been on this real, you know, like, and it's been for years, you know what I'm saying? He's just like, you know, I almost died, you know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ, like I ain't perfect, I'm human, I still cuss, I do this, I do that, but I recognize, you know what I'm saying, Jesus Christ myself. I think somebody from 3-6 might have put out something that just made it seem like he was just super off, you know what I'm saying? And he was just like, nah, that ain't me, you know what I'm saying? He was like, he just released a new album, you know what I'm saying? Like his fucking 22nd solo album or some shit like that.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he dropped an album like 2-3 weeks
Christian?
ago. No. I mean, he's spitting. Mm. Like, it's called War of Roses. But he just kind of got back. Yeah.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. I listened to it the day it came out.
Continue. Of course you heard.
I had.
You said he dropped how many? 22?
He got like 22 solo albums.
I ain't heard the last 21 of them.
That's fucked up.
I ain't never heard a solo album. None of them at all.
I guarantee you heard some of his.
I'm sure I have.
But no. So like, they had been kind of going back and forth, and he had been kind of posting stuff on his Instagram like within the last 24 hours. I was like, you know, y'all keep coming at me sideways, but I'm not finna fall victim to no damn devil worshipers. Y'all call yourself the 3-6 Mafia. We all know 666, that's the sign of the beast. Like, he had just been posting.
Yeah, so he was going hard on that sign of the beast.
When I tell you he was in it,
That was my biggest beef with Three Six Mafia in my whole
before
life.
Before the verses even came on, I was like, if Busy show up, it's going to be some shit.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be some shit because he starts shit with his own group. Mm-hmm. I know he finna go show his ass on this stage. And as soon as he went, hey, before we even get this thing started, I was like, fuck, here we go. Because he finna fuck all this up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was like, they wasn't going to be mocking him on stage. So we couldn't see it.
But
you know what I'm saying? But basically, they had just been kind of going back and forth for the last 2-3 days prior to the actual verses. So when the verses actually started, it was like, it was what it was. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he really played to the back. You know what I'm saying? He really played to the back. And I guess he was just like, I ain't even finna let this shit go. Because he just not that dude.
Yeah, it's not who Busy Bone is.
He ain't never been that dude.
Right.
He'd have been left off of albums, off of tours, off of all kinds of shit. Because
he speak his mind.
He speak his mind. He don't give a damn what you think, what you say. He gonna be him.
Right.
But basically, that's what it was. It was some shit leading up to the verses. It really didn't happen.
So it didn't happen.
It didn't happen at the verses.
Wait, so Gangsta Boo did do something, but she was mocking him.
Yeah, yeah. But no, go ahead.
But with that being said, I understand everything you just said.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
But Brett could have ignored that shit.
He could have.
Yeah, like, and he realized that after they sent his ass off stage.
Right.
And they talked to him like, come on, bro, we got to get this bag. And he's like, right. You know what, you right. Bro, first off, why you throw a water bottle at DJ Paul, the dude with the hat, you know what I'm saying? Why you throw the bottle at him and then run? Like, bro, he got to the back. Yeah.
No. He was trying to hit Juicy J.
Because
Juicy J told him to suck his dick.
Well, and, bro, I'm gonna come clean. Now, you can't invite people to your genitalia, right? You can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, he said that's what made him go. He said he was just.
I understand. You can't invite people to that without being willing to accept the consequences of doing it.
Yeah.
I feel like if he just spoke his piece and then, like, they'd have just left it alone, I think they'd have been all right.
But as me being as probably a lot similar to Juicy J, you ain't gonna come up and talk about us like you can check us, bro. You can't check us. You can't tell us.
I get it.
So yeah, bro, shut the fuck up. And let's move. And he did that. He threw the water bottle at him. Juicy was like, not Juicy. DJ Paul was like, I'm hitting with my strong arm. And it got crazy.
So he threw the bottle at Gangsta Boo.
Yeah.
Yes.
He threw the mic.
That's right. That's what happened. Yep.
And so, then DJ Paul, like, I'm gonna hit him with my strong arm.
So he went live. I don't know if y'all seen it. But he went live afterward. Back at the hotel, he went live.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
It's I'm gonna tell you why I'm not even finna. Because even days after the verse has been over,
it been memes on deck.
Lazy and DJ Paul, which they actually friends.
Mm-hmm.
They been tagging each other ass left and right, making jokes.
They finna do it. They dropping project together.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I mean, like, but it was just, that shit was so funny. Watching me go back. I know y'all have seen the Arthur meme.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
I did, bro.
So you know Arthur, the Arthur cartoon.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so there's a meme. It's just Arthur's fist. Bro, let's.
Oh.
But he's tagged in it. He's like, oh, y'all ain't finna do me like that.
Oh.
Bro, that shit's so funny.
Oh, that's bad.
That shit's so funny. Lazy shared
that
shit.
Why you got that saved in your phone?
No, because I sent it to everybody.
But Lazy Bone shared that shit. And he tagged DJ Paul. He's like, come on, bro. He's like, y'all ain't, you think you got me? Oh, no. Because, like, it was so funny, bro. Like, Crunchy Black straight up handed Lazy Bone a sack of weed on stage while they was performing Buddha Lovers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He asked for it, so he gave it to him.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm mad. This is my biggest downfall. This is my most hated point from this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Crunchy Black didn't dance at all.
You said he didn't?
He did a little bit.
He ain't do what you used to. Dudes turn up.
Crunchy Black went crazy on stage. What was you missing?
Bro, you was out your mind. Deuce went hard. Country Black was Country so Black, timid.
No, man. I was watching him. That was actually a strong one. I told TJ, I said, I can't believe this nigga still got a move. Country Black was in this thing, right?
That's why DJ Big Dream still danced on TikTok. He think Country got moved. He think Crunchy got moved, so right. He think he got moved.
It's the same moves he had back then, but he was still hitting them.
Bruh, he did not clean up like he should have, bruh.
I mean, he 50 now.
Bruh.
He ain't gonna hit him identical, but he did. I thought he did good.
Bruh, the high point for dancing was Duke Deuce, bruh. Period. Duke Deuce went crazy.
I don't know, man. I was impressed with Country Black move, man. You tripping.
Okay. Yeah, because you're impressed with yours.
But before you get to that, since we were talking about the fight, Bizzy went on live after the fight. I mean, after the live from his hotel room. And he lay in front of bed. He was just talking about it all. He said he had no intention of fighting. But there's certain things you can't say to another man without that man responding in the physical aspect. So he said specifically when he told him that, you know, yeah. SMD, that he had to do something. He said, you know, sometimes it ain't bad to get it out of the way. You know what I mean? He said that was specifically the only reason why it turned to a fight.
I mean, I'm going to tell you one thing for sure. I do agree with that. This is going to be surprising to some of my people. But I feel the same way. If you invite somebody to that, you got to be ready for the consequences. So, and I can absolutely stand here and say that I've told people that before. Because when I do, I'm ready for the consequences. Unless it's on some friendly shit, you right. know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. talking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and Dream talking shit. And that's friendly, right? But no, I've told randoms that. And, like, bro, I'm with it. I'm all outdoors with it at this point. Period.
Yeah. Just like that shit happened in the battle, same
yeah.
way.
Yeah. I'm here for it at that point. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, on some friendly shit, it is what it is. Juicy J, when he said it, he was ready for whatever.
Ain't no doubt. He turned to him looking right in his face. You know what I'm saying? And he was walking toward him when he said it. It was, yeah.
He was ready for whatever.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think, I think Bone Thugs Entourage is the only matchup with 3-6 Mafia. I don't think, if you could take like a celebrity death match and put Bone Thugs in the ring and 3-6 Mafia in the ring, I don't think it's a fair fight.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't be because for one of them from the South.
No, all of them from the South. Yeah. And 3-6 Mafia. All these dudes got cases. So,
I don't wanna really jump into what I wanna say. But I'm gonna say this part right here.
Okay.
So you said that you didn't know they had beef, right? You said
I did know.
Okay. So after the fight, the interruption, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it. They came back. Now, Fat Joe interviewed Bizzy.
Right.
And, you know, he was like, after that, he just wanted them to come out with one of their, you know, hits, bangers. Right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Were you kind of...
Oh, I got a lot more to go, but...
Okay, well, let me just say this one point.
Yeah, continue.
Body Ride is my favorite Bone Thugs and Harmony song. Mm-hmm. It is a complete B-side record.
Mm-hmm.
I was disappointed because Crazy's verse didn't play.
Right.
And they went straight to Bizzy's verse, which mm-hmm. is a phenomenal fucking verse. Mm-hmm. I have a verse. Y'all going to have to excuse me. I know normally we get on Big Dream because I'm be cussing tonight.
That's fine.
Because it's language. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, well, we're late yeah. in the show now. It's fine.
You know, it's the music.
I mean, I made him skip the rough cuss. Right.
No, I get it.
SMD is rough.
Right. No.
You feel yeah. me? But like.
So, I say that to say, Crazy really had the verse in Body Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nate put a video of me actually doing Bizzy's verse. Because like when I say that's my favorite song, I get to that a little bit later. I'm going to bring this back. But in Crazy's verse, the literally says, "You'll never find a thuggish bunch of niggas like us. Don't be so quick to test us. We'll be more than Mike Buss. I'm going to have to talk to Easy through the Ouija so I can see. And maybe he can tell me why you're hating on me, biting on me, why you want me to show a nigga leather facing me. Don't mess around, nigga. He's a real buck 'em down nigga." And they get a little raw. You know what I'm saying? But it's like everybody got a problem. Even the niggas that want to party, because nigga, we'll squash them. Y'all don't know me. F you and you got big, but you also got your clone styles and no more teeth. See me rapping on your TV hacking, And it's the fact that when you see us in person that y'all won't flag. So show you no action, down for mine. Got to show a nigga time to time. So I figure I slow down with rhyme. So like that whole little section right there was for two people. Well, it was for two different entities. Mm-hmm. It was for 3-6 and it was for Twister. Mm-hmm. Because
I remember.
I will say this adamantly. Mystic Styles.
You better not disrespect Twister.
I'm not. Okay. Mystic Styles and Creeping on a Come Up, which Creeping on a Come Up came after Mystic Styles. Creeping on a Come Up and Mystic Styles sound eerily close. It's that dark hip hop, you know what I'm saying? And as much as they named themselves 3-6 Mafia, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? A lot of early Band-Aid Boys, people don't even know that.
Right.
Bone Thugs was the Band-Aid Boys before mm-hmm. they became Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of them.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But a lot of that early Band-Aid Boys that became Bone, and then they became Bone Thugs and Harmony, which the Thugs just stand for Trues, Humbly United, Gathering of Souls. That's what it represents. But a lot of that material that they put out then was very, very similar. But you had some Midwest boys taking it to the West Coast where the South was doing it. And it's almost like, it'd almost be like somebody now biting, you know what I'm saying, off another individual style. Because where what they doing right now, these people ain't never heard it before. But they got more power backing them because they had Eazy-E. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With NWA. That's kind of where the beef started. And we talking 95. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it has been over 20-something years. That's why they kept mm-hmm. saying that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what it got into. But go ahead. I just wanted to put that in right now.
No, you actually, bro, you spot on with all your facts. So I got a deep point to get to, but I'm gonna circle back to it.
Okay.
I'm gonna circle back to it, to the 3-6 thing, right? I both these groups have asterisks beside them for me.
Okay.
3-6 Mafia for their name.
Okay.
Bone Thugs for their first album.
Okay.
And you should know why.
Yeah.
You a fan.
Oh yeah.
You know why.
Yeah.
Right? So both of them have asterisks for me. Mm-hmm. If when you're talking spiritual being.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them have asterisks for me. But with that being said, back to the verses, poor matchup. Overall, poor matchup. I think Bone Thugs and Harmony, keyword Harmony, has always been known for the Harmony. Bro, one of my favorite songs from them is Home with Phil Collins. Bro, regular rap groups don't get that look. You got to be special to get that look. Yeah. One of my favorite songs from them is that. But you can't play that against... and they didn't even play this track. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Yeah. Don't save her. They didn't even play that track.
Right.
What'd you say?
It's a Project Pat song.
It is.
I'm going to get to that point.
But that was 3-6 on it.
I'm going to get to that point in a minute. Go ahead.
Before you do that, Crazy Bone had a run. And Crazy Bone is my favorite Bone. Mm-hmm. I think he's the most talented Bone.
See, Busy's mine.
Of course I knew that.
Yeah.
But I think Crazy is the most talented.
Okay.
Because he's the most even kill. I think Busy was too volatile to be.
Okay.
To blow up as Crazy. Crazy had a run, but it was towards the very end of his career, right? I think Busy could have done the same thing way earlier and been looked at as one of the best rappers of all time if he was more even kill. But we all know he's temperamental.
I think Crazy got that look for exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy for the longest time was considered the businessman of Bone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Thug Mentality was his first solo album.
Mm-hmm. Fire.
Fire ass.
Fire. Thug Mentality was crazy.
Heated Heavy, I still use for warm-ups before shows.
Mm-hmm.
I rap Heated Heavy to warm my lungs up before shows. Mm-hmm. I still do it. But with that also being said, Busy had some spaces that if he had not been so volatile.
Volatility is what hurt him.
Really could have blown. Like, Give Up the Ghost, bro. I wasn't even an Immature fan. I bought an Immature album for that one song.
Did you just hear what I said?
Yeah, I know. I heard
Busy Bone would be in legendary status.
Yeah.
I'm talking about legendary, bro. This ain't but a few legends.
Yeah.
In my opinion, Jay-Z, Big, Nas, Tupac, Kanye West. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody. I do apologize if I am. But those are the names that, I'm an East Coast guy. But those are the names that pop out immediately, right?
Right.
I think Busy will be in that. DMX. I would add him too. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Snoop, it is legends out there. And I know I'm missing a few, but I would add Busy to that conversation if it wasn't for his volatility. Right. He's volatile. He's nitroglycerin. Facts.
You said you had never really heard any of his solo stuff, right? Let me tell you how you know Busy's volatile. Because when he released his first solo album, which was Heaven's Movie.
This was
after Easy Pass, and his wife was really holding Bone up for some bullshit. He called her ass out on everything, and he was still signed to Ruthless Records. That's how you know he ain't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He didn't care.
He volatile, bro.
He ate a whole verse about her in a record. On his first album that had to be released under this label, bro.
Volatile.
He didn't care.
Volatile.
He didn't care. Go ahead, finish.
Volatile.
Finish.
So, back to the verses, right? So, Crazy carried the Bone Thugs aside. And because, one, it poor matchup. Three Six Mafia would do a crunk hype song, and everybody in America was up in their living room dancing. And then Busy come with a harmonious song. And it calmed everybody back down. Bro, one thing for sure, as a people, we moved to drum sounds. Bro, you can look at our ancestry, traces all the way back to Africa. Right. We moved to energy. The energy was 3-6 Mafia away.
Yeah.
You can't beat that. You can't calm people down and win against an energetic group, right? It just doesn't work. Next problem come in. We start bringing out celebrities. Lil Jon was a big bring out.
That was a good one.
Ooh, I was like, oh man, they punching back.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Big one.
Because they brought Lil Jon after Lil Wayne. Because I'm like, after Lil Wayne, I'm like, it's over. You can't bring nobody out. You know what I'm saying?
I thought they brought Lil Jon first.
They brought Jon out before.
They brought Jon out first.
Lil Wayne came out first.
No.
They brought Duke Deuce after Lil Jon. And then Wayne.
Oh.
Wayne came super late. So, John. Duke Deuce. Then Bone Song. And then Wayne. And then Bone Song. And then Project Pat. And I was like, ooh, they punching hard. Yeah. And then they closed the show on Juicy. Which is, I think, unfair. I don't like the solo hits. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Juicy J songs should qualify for 3-6 Mafia battles. I think they had enough songs.
I'm glad you said that.
I think they had enough B-side songs to compete with the B-side. Like, Don't Save Her would compete with B-side song on Bone Thug.
Go ahead.
Because it's a hype song. They have a bunch of them. I don't think they had to go into the whole Juicy J. They went on a 5-song Juicy J run, which is Juicy. We know who Juicy is. We know who he is. Juicy J is also the most lyrical out of the crew. Juicy can rap when he want to rap. So you jump onto the Bone side. We know they lyrical for death. They did a show for hip hop. I know why you read down this book, because you hip hop. I'm hip hop. The difference between me and you is you're an artist and I'm an ear.
Okay.
Right? That's the biggest difference between us. You're an artist. You understand the picture more than me. I understand how I'm a seller. Mm-hmm. Right? You look at the picture and be like, man, that's art. That is beauty. Oh my God, this is amazing. But I look at that same picture and be like, I'm going to market it like this. This is what the masses want to hear. And that's why it was a loss for Busy Bone.
Okay.
I mean, for Bone.
Right.
I'm going to concede my opinions there and hand it over to you. Because I know you have a lot to say.
I do.
And we're going to have a different opinion, but yeah.
So, for anybody who don't know, Bone Thugs and Harmony is the reason that I rap.
Yep.
I met Busy Bone when I was 15. I've seen Bone Thugs and Harmony in concert 5 different times. I've had the pleasure of opening for Bone Thugs and Harmony. At least 3 of the 5, because at the time, it was just Flesh, Wish, and Lazy that was able to make the show. Busy Bone was going through shit. Crazy Bone had just, his grandmother had just passed. Mm-hmm. Like, literally 2 days before our concert. Mm-hmm. So, he couldn't make it. So, it was the 3 of them. What I did meet in them, I met their DJ Position, which was the guy that was on stage. Mm-hmm. You know, I was able to meet him. I've met Kane 2 or 3 times, which is one of their artists that is, you know what I'm saying, that was on the stage. So, it was cool for me to see people that actually I've met and that, like, follow me on Instagram.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Lazy Bone, Little Brother, Rock. Shout out to Rocky Rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are people that actually follow me on Instagram.
Know you. Yeah.
Because I met them. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, we don't talk like that, but I know them. And they know me. They actually gave me that respect to follow me back. With that being said, Bone Thugs got washed.
I appreciate this, you for being honest.
Bone Thugs got washed in this Versus.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like their strategy, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who has seen Bone Thugs and Harmony in concert that many times, mm-hmm. they did a concert. That was a concert set.
Mm-hmm.
Position played a concert set.
Mm-hmm.
He did not play First of the Month, which was a crucial, crucial mistake.
They, bro, that's a guarantee point.
Like, he...
First of the month, crossword.
Second, but yeah, exactly.
Guaranteed points. That's a guaranteed 2 points.
So he didn't do first of the month. And he even talked about when Fat Joe kind of did the thing of Busy, like, Position took it personally. He was like, don't just call me some DJ. My name is Position. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you know, stuff got caught up. Yes. I was just playing records and they was just hopping on them and doing them. You know what I'm saying? So, like, from.
So they left the set list up to the DJ.
Essentially, yeah.
Terrible mistake.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't have a set list, if that makes sense.
Right. One thing for sure, you seen Juicy or Justin.
Right.
As they played songs, he would be like, hey, we ain't doing that, we doing this one.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, you know what I'm saying?
The same thing that Jadakiss been doing. Yeah. Jadakiss has been curating his playlist to kick ass.
Bro, they played, no, you good. They played a ton of B-side records.
And I love a B-side concert.
And I love a B-side concert too, but the problem with that is that...
This ain't a concert!
If you are not... That's it. I am a Bone Thugs and Harmony fan. I knew every single fucking song they played that night. I could rap 90% of them from memory, and I ain't listened to a full Bone Thugs album in probably 6-7 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Besides the solo stuff that they released, I listen to it, but I'm not at that point where I'm committing to memory this music anymore, because I got my own stuff I got to worry about. So I don't commit that stuff. But I was really, really excited for this.
Mm-hmm.
And about 5 songs in, I was just like, this is not going to go the way that I thought this was going
to
go.
It was painful for you to watch.
It
was a celebratory moment, but it was painful at the same time. Right,
because I knew that they had better shit that they could have done that they did not do.
To face them.
To face 36 Mafia.
It could have been a lot closer than what it was if they would have had a better set list.
Now, let me also say this. They played 20 songs apiece. Crossroads being the final song.
I don't think they got the 20, though. They came a little short.
I got the playlist. It's 41 tracks. They did 20 and 20, and then they did Crossroads as like the bonus to close the night.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the Bone song, 17 of their songs were their songs.
Mm-hmm.
On the 36 Mafia side, 8 songs of 20 were actual 36 Mafia records.
Mm-hmm.
The other 12 were not at all. That was the thing that I wanted to bring up. And not that it matters, because in the Verses, it don't matter if you wrote the record. It didn't matter if you produced the record. If you were on the record, motherfuckers is coming out swinging. Mm-hmm. They are coming out to put on a show. They are coming out to do talent. And that's what 36 Mafia did. They went and pulled every single hit I don't give a damn if it was a Gangsta Boo song, Where Them Dollars At. I don't give a damn if it was Project Pat song.
They could have pulled Lil White out, bro.
I don't care if they played Ass and Titties, which was a Hypnotized Minds Camp song, yep. Not a 3-6 Mafia mm-hmm. song. They pulled Katy Perry song. They pulled the Hustle and Flow song with bro, Terrence Howard.
First off, funny as fuck. That shit was fire, bro.
That shit was fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had so many tricks up their sleeve. I'm going to be real with you. That's the only part that I was like, that's fucked up, but it's smart. Mm-hmm. Because of what the competition was supposed to be. That's the only thing that really pissed me off. Because I was like, Bone can't compete with a catalog of guests. Because Bone don't have a catalog of guests, bro. They played the song with Lil Jon, because Crazy Bone was on the sequel. Mm-hmm. They played Riding Dirty, which was Chamillionaire, with Crazy Bone.
That was a mistake.
And then they played Breakdown with Mariah Carey. Those are the only three
Riding
songs.
Riding Dirty was a mistake.
But I'm just saying, but those are the only three songs.
I want you to acknowledge Riding Dirty was a mistake.
Why do you think Riding Dirty was a mistake?
I think that was a good one.
No, I got a real reason.
Okay, go ahead.
Because we gave Riding Dirty back. When Riding Dirty came out, as a culture, we knew that song was fire because it was the black lifestyle. But okay. It turned into a mainstream hodgepodge of white people loving it, and we gave that song back and say we didn't. I dare one of y'all to say y'all that y'all will pull up Riding Dirty right now and enjoy listening to it.
No. I give you that.
It feels like I got black friends. That's what Riding Dirty sound like every time I hear it. And Crazy Bone murdered that track.
He did.
But Riding Dirty sounds like I got black friends.
I know. I give you that. Let me also say this.
And Notorious though.
No. Notorious Thugs is a bone song.
It's a bone song.
Notorious Thugs is a bone song.
It's a bone song. I knew that.
Yeah. Now, with that being said,
the best verse on there was.
No. Now, here's the thing. So.
Straight up, we know Angel does. Label us Notorious.
I'm going to give you that partially. Because that song was supposed to be on The Art of War.
And it was released on.
And it was released on Life After Death.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they already had the song with Pac. Mm-hmm. They had Thug Love with Pac. And they was like, we don't really want to do this. So. Do you want this to put on your album?
I was aware. Mm-hmm. I knew that.
Yeah.
But I know it's a bone song. Right. I know it was released on Life After Death.
That was a straight up bone song. You know what I'm saying? You got the entire crew.
Bro, if you listen to the song.
Well, they brought Big first in. I think one Big already dead?
Yeah.
It was
Life After Death. Brought him in, yeah.
If you listen to the song, it comes on as a bone song, and it ends as a bone song. It sounds like Notorious is the feature.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like he's the artist that owned the track right. and they featured. He sounds like the feature, but it is one of the top 10 greatest tracks in hip hop history.
So
that was an automatic point too.
Right, but I'm gonna run through this real quick because I got the whole list. You know what I'm saying? So
you find this case right now?
No, I'm not trying to because there's nothing I can do.
Can you admit who won?
Oh, 3-6.
He already said
3-6. I'm saying Bone got washed. Mm-hmm. Bone Thugs got washed in this because
I love a like B-side said, concert.
It was mismatch.
It was mismatch. I think they could have done better if they hadn't done a B-side concert. I think they could have done better if they hadn't done the B-side concert. And I love a B-side concert. Bro, let me tell you, I seen, not in person, because if the Lord's willing, the creek don't rise, I will get to see Jay-Z perform in person at some point in my life. If any of my fans or people that follow us, or whatever y'all want to be called, I don't care, Southers, if y'all care about me, if somebody can send me a ticket to a Jay-Z concert. You, like, check out some of my bucket list. But he did a B-side concert on Tidal. Bro, I bought Tidal to watch his B-side concert because I love B-side. B-sides are way better concerts than mainstream concerts.
Those are for your fans.
They're for your fans. So I heard Bone and I was like, oh, they doing B-sides. They doing a concert. That's a mistake. They could have been a bigger fight if they had done more. Bro, Holmes should have played. Holmes could beat some 3-6 tracks.
Holmes should have played. First of the Month should have played.
First of the Month is automatic point.
They should have did Ghetto
Cowboy. It's the first of the month. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
No, I'm just saying, though. Like, with that, like, if they were going to do... I feel like if they'd have known 3-6 Mafia was going to come the way that they came, they'd have pulled out some of that Mo Thug shit, too.
Yes.
Like, Ghetto Cowboy. Somebody should have played Ghetto Cowboy. Ghetto Cowboy ain't a crunk-ass song, but people know Ghetto Cowboy.
It's faster. It they feels played, more energetic.
They played 4 weed songs.
Bro, they sounded like a choir a long time.
They played 4 weed songs, and I bullshit you not. When he did Buddha Lovers, I went, I told you, in the chat. I said, the only way they're going to compete with that, Juicy J got to bring out Wiz Khalifa next. And I'll be damned if he ain't bring out Wiz Khalifa next.
Wiz Khalifa came right on out.
And I am a Wiz Khalifa fan.
Me, as well am I.
You know what I'm saying? But as they started bringing the celebrities out, I was like, ain't no fucking way Wiz ain't there, because Juicy J is now signed to TGLD.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't even Hypnotized Minds anymore. Hypnotized Minds, I mean, it exists, but it don't. Right. You know what I'm saying? Juicy J is doing his own thing with a totally different company.
He
right
dropped
now.
His last couple records with TGLD. All of well, he started with Rossum Records.
Right.
When Wiz broke away from Rossum Records,
right,
he signed to TGLD.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But like,
I just... Because he wanted to just be an artist at this point.
That's it. And I looked, so like, when they came on with Who Run It, I was like, oh yeah, that's straight out the gate. And then they did No Surrender, and I was just like, the fuck are y'all doing? Yesterday was the first. Why don't you start with First of the Month? Like, right. You know, they did that. Then they came up with Tata Club. I was like, yep. Then that's when the shit broke out.
Mm-hmm.
Then they came back with Body Ride. I was like, all right, let me settle in. This is my shit. All right, cool. Which, for the record, they this last time that the show that I opened for them for is the only concert I've ever actually seen them perform Body Rot live.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that's my favorite record, bro, it is just it's because the lyrics. Because
mm-hmm.
what we talked about, you know, it's the lyrics. Then 3-6 went to hit an MF, another crunk ass song, and then they
I called them a loss. On
and then and then they came out with the Batman Forever. Look into my eyes, great song. Slow as shit.
Slow as fuck.
Then they followed that with Sipping on Some Syrup, which I was like, all right, they could probably compete with Sipping on Some Syrup. But then they playing Buddha Lovers, and I was like, that ain't it.
That ain't the way you
Buddha Lovers is not how you compete with Sipping on Some Syrup. They came after that with Ass and Titties. Then you played Days of Our Lives. No, this is not what we are doing tonight. Then they came with Ryan Spinners. I was like, all right. Full transparency. They played Riding Spinners, and Bone came back and played Bump in the Trunk. I am the biggest Bone Thugs and Harmony fan that is out there.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Bump in the trunk.
It's not their track.
It is, bro. No, so it is their track.
But it shouldn't be.
But it's a Swiss Beats beat. Yeah. Swiss Beats do not make Bone Thugs beats. But I am sorry.
That's what I mean.
That shit don't fit.
It never felt like their track.
It never felt like their track. Matter of fact, the song that album is on, I ain't like the whole album. And I'm a Bone fan. I listened to that. I bought the album. I think I listened to it twice. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to tuck this bitch away because I can't even play this that much more. Then they went, that's when they started stepping out. So they did Where Them Dollars At, which is a gangster boot track.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. And then they did, and I understood what they were doing, but the type of music that Bone make don't compete with that. You did Where Them Dollars At, they did Resurrection, which was Paper Paper. That's a money song.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't a hype-ass money song like Where Them Dollars At. Where Them Dollars At is a strip track. Right. Straight up. Ain't nobody stripping though. Gotta get that paper. Ain't nobody stripping. I'm sorry. Right.
Energy was mismatched.
They not doing it. Then we got Popping My Collar. I was excited as shit. What I didn't appreciate, I wish they'd gave Last Mr. Big a shot.
That did bother me.
Because Popping My Collar wouldn't even fucking exist if
Facebook.
It was not for Mr. Big. And for the listeners who don't know, we talking about all these cities we in and we country. The Last Mr. Big is from right here in Mobile, Alabama. He is one of the legends of hip-hop when it comes to this city.
Let me tell you something. I would not sit in this spot if it wasn't for the Mad Last Mr. Big.
Right.
I would not be a hip-hop fan if I did not acknowledge Last Mr. Big, bro. Now, bro, I take my mask off?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The first, that.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. This is different. So I know a lot of people. Matter of fact, I can't even say that, bro. They know this song all over the world. They know Last Mr. Big all over the world. You're right. Bro, I was pissed. that they didn't acknowledge the last Mr. Big.
Like I mean, as soon as it came on,
I posted on Facebook. I don't know if y'all seen my favorite post. I said, even in your passing,
right,
you made it to Versus. That's something that wouldn't even. I tell you about that.
Right.
That's something that wouldn't even existence when you was alive.
So after popping my collar, they paid for the love of money. I was like, okay.
That was a good match.
Now we doing something.
They was playing. They came
now,
to play.
Now we they doing something. 3-6 did side to side. Side to side was...
Be completely honest.
Go ahead.
Big is from Mobile, bro. Big is somebody I grew up with. I had to lean that way.
No. I get that.
Like, you know, that's biasness, though. No. I'm going to be completely honest.
It ain't even about biasness, because that record is a bomb-ass record.
That's
I was just happy that Bone came back and played something that... The world would know, not just their fans would know. You know what I'm saying?
I honestly looked at that track and like, man, this is the finally a chance to say Bone competing. Right.
Yeah. Then they came, 3-6 came back with Side to Side. Commercial. Mm-hmm. I wasn't super crazy about the song like I was I like Late Night Tip more than I like Side to Side, mm-hmm. which I'm really surprised they didn't do that. But then again, I'm not, because songs like Late Night Tip and some of their B-side records from Chapter 2 World Domination, mm-hmm. those would have been better suited to go against what Bone was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because those records are along that same type of energy.
Right.
That same type of vibe.
So but they came to win.
Right. They came to win. Side to Side played. I was like, all right. Then they came out with Riding. You know what I'm saying? Riding Dirty. And I was like, all right, whatever. Then Juicy J came back, in which that's a Juicy J record with Bands That Make a Dance. And then they came back with I Don't Give a Fuck. And I was just like, all right, we doing something now. Y'all way behind, but y'all doing something now.
But y'all, let's go.
So then they play Knife Talk, which ain't even a 3-6 song. That is a Drake song.
Yeah.
With 21 Savage and Project Pat.
And Project Pat.
They did that little clip. Then they did Chicken Head, which is also a Project Pat song. It's not a 3-6 song. So I was like, all right. I already see how the rest of this night finna go.
But with that being said, that Project Pac did feature a lot of 3-6 on that song.
I mean, he did. So then they did Thuggish Ruggish Bone. I was like, all right, cool.
Then he did
Zip in a Double Cup, and I was like, eh, all right. But then they came back with Bud Smokers Only. That was a problem. Because you had this string of like 3 or 4 songs
mm-hmm.
that were really, really solid.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Bud Smokers Only, they really should have dropped First of the Month. Right?
Yeah.
If they had done First of the Month right there, I think they'd have been okay, because then they came back with International Players Anthem,
right?
Which ain't their song, but they was on.
It was a UGK song. Okay,
you're right. It was UGK
featuring 3-6 Mafia, and it was Rita.
Right.
You're right.
All right. That's not their song. Yeah.
That's something way too big. Yeah.
Then Bone did Thug Love, which I'm sorry, you can't touch Thug Love. You just can't. You can't touch Thug Love. With Tupac, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Then they came out with Crunk Ain't Dead. Mm-hmm. And I was like, shit. What y'all gonna do with this? And then they played East 1999, and I was like, this shit over with. When they came back in the middle, I was kind of like, all right, maybe they finna crank this shit up. Then they play East 1999, which I love that record.
It's a phenomenal record.
But it ain't gonna be Crunk Ain't Dead. And I think that, I mean, don't get me wrong, I saw a lot of people that were pulling for Bone, but I ain't seen nobody from the South pulling for Bone. That's why I said what I said earlier when you said the thing about, you know, we grew up in the South.
Oh, you shot, you threw a, he, wait, okay, wait, I'm sorry, my bad. He threw a big shot at me in the group chat. I don't know if you've seen it. He was like, don't be biased now. This was early. This was like four, five songs in.
But you had already, you know, it's crazy because like we had already kind of talked about this about a year ago.
But the only reason why
first started.
The only reason why I feel like, bro, so I'm not biased because I'm a hip hop head.
Right.
But the only reason why I knew that this was going to go this way.
Yeah.
It's because I knew that the hit catalog was too heavy.
I mean, and then, like, so after they played, you know, the East 1999, I was just like, this is when, I was just like, bro, we is finna come out here before they finish this shit. And then they played Every Day, which is one of my favorite records by Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
And they did that next. But then they did Notorious Thugs, and I was like, okay, that was a good match.
That was.
But then they did Stay Fly, and I was like, they ain't got nothing that can compete with that except for Home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That would be the only home record you could play right now.
Would be
that would kind of fall into that. And they did Mo Murder. And I was...
You threw your phone to that point.
I just stood up. I stood up and I walked out the room. And she was just like, you mad? I was like, I'm not mad. But the fuck are they doing? Like, they at this point, like...
Bro, I was waiting.
I done seen them in concert. This is the concert set list.
I was waiting for Home to play because Home is one of those mainstream tracks that went under the radar.
That's it.
If you play it, people know it.
That's what I'm saying.
Home is fire.
Then they came. Then they brought Terrence Howell out for Hard Out Here for a Pimp. I was like, yeah, this shit over with. And then they played Friday. Friday is one of my favorite Busy Bone songs. It is from the Friday After Next soundtrack. Mm. It was like one of their top records. But I was like, okay. They was giving Busy a lot of love, too, on a lot of records. Like, they let him rap a ton.
He rapped a lot.
You know what I'm saying? But then, like, they came back with Dark Horse. I was like, eh, that ain't even their song. That's a Katy Perry record. Then they came back with Breakdown, which I was like, that's not their song either. But at least they, like, all of them. It was like three of them on this record with Mariah Carey. I only... Fun fact, because I'm that big of a Bone fan, I only bought that Mariah Carey album for that one song because I couldn't get the single.
That's before we
That's had. Before we could get like the individual singles. Yeah. I only bought that for that. And then 3-6 did Half on the Sack, so of course Bone Thugs did the Weed song. Yep. But at this point, we'd heard Buddha Lovers, we'd heard Bud Smokers Only, we'd heard Friday. I don't need no more Weed songs. I need y'all to dig into y'all goddamn catalog
and, fight
and go find them hits.
Fight back.
You know what I'm saying? I need y'all to go get them songs that made me just be like, this is why I'm like a Bone Thugs and Harmony fan.
Exactly.
And so they did the Weed song, and then them niggas did Slob on My Knob, and I was just like,
it's over.
It's time to go home. Like, are y'all going to even do Crossroads? And then they did Crossroads, and I was just like,
so let me tell you.
They just tried to save face then.
Let me tell you.
It was over with at that point.
Before Slob on My Knob, come on, I'm on the phone, right? I say, hey, if Slob on the Knob, come on, this over. This over. If Slob on My Knob, come on, this is over. Bro, I don't know a person on the planet that don't know that verse.
Right.
If this come on, it's over. So, whole show going, I'm like, oh, they ain't going to do it, huh? It's kind of vulgar. It's kind of rough.
Yeah.
I ain't think they was like, they going to keep it a little bit clean because, you know, 13-year-olds got IG and all they got to do is click live.
Right.
Right? Then next thing you know is Slob on My Knob. Like horn on a car. Check in with me. And do your job. Juice, it's the name. Oh my God, bro. Went crazy. Went crazy, bro. And I was like, what do you do? Bro, even if they play first of the month, they can't. So first of the month is an automatic point.
Bro, I think about, well, like, I thought about songs like Ghetto Cowboy. I thought about songs like If I Could Teach the World. I thought about Change the World. I thought about First of the Month. I thought about...
But just think about that. So, you know the automatic points, right? Everybody got automatic points.
Yeah.
I think most artists got automatic points. Slob on My Knob is automatic point. First of the Month is automatic point. You got to get them in on tracks that you know that it can't be challenged. But you put automatic points against automatic points, it get dangerous.
Absolutely.
First of the Month is Slob on My Knob, bro. Which way you going?
Probably Slob on My Knob.
Just being honest, bro.
Because it's more catchy. Like, people know First of the Month.
Oh, for sure.
And
bro, we grew up in Mobile. I mean, in the South Alabama, bro. So, right. Our radio station was 92.9, 93 BLX. You feel me?
Right.
So, we heard every month at the beginning of the month. It's the first of the month.
They still play
wake
that
up,
record
wake
first
up,
of the month.
Wake up. As they still do.
Every first of the month, you are bound to hear. Even if you don't hear it on your local radio station,
you can hear it on satellite radio.
I was finna say, yeah. Series XM, wear that shit out. Every first of the month.
It's the first of the month. Wake up. You bound to hear that. Like,
but
cultural impact wise?
Yeah. I mean, but when you, I felt like where they messed up, not only that, I felt like between every single Bone member, including the Bone Thugs and Harmony albums, they got over 60 albums out.
Right.
It's crazy.
How do you not dip into some of this like individual shit. Like as much love.
How
as
do you not gave, prepare?
Bro, like as much love as y'all gave Busy. Nope. Even as slow as the record is, nobody can stop me. And Thug's Crowd would have done better than two of them Weed songs did.
How do you not prepare? That's the biggest
that's,
thing.
That's it.
So that's the thing, right?
That's it.
You got all this material. How do you not prepare? Because they, I'm going to tell you what happened. This is going to be the rough part. I'm sorry. Mm. What happened is that they went in thinking that, because they knew they was better lyricists. They went in thinking they was a better group.
I agree.
Than Bone, I mean, than 3-6. So they feel like they didn't have to prepare. And guess what happened?
Piss poor preparation prevents proper performance. Like, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Piss poor preparation prevents
proper performance. It's the six P's.
Poor performance. You said proper performance. I knew
said,
you had.
I said.
Piss poor preparation prevents proper performance.
No. Because if it's piss poor preparation, you can't have a proper performance. So piss poor preparation prevents proper performance.
That may be right. I had a couple
no, no,
drinks
no,
today.
No. I know exactly what you're saying. What I'm saying is different from what we're used to saying.
Okay.
What I'm saying is different.
Well, that's what
it makes sense, but it's not what I know.
It's not because that's what I'm programmed
right,
to.
Right.
But that's what happened.
Right.
Like if they would have prepared better, it would have been a lot closer. I still don't think they would have won.
I don't even
just got off hit quality, right?
I am as much as I am a fanboy of Bone Thugs and Harmony, I'm not blind to the fact. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not that guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not that person. And what it boiled down to for me was the deeper we got into the verses, I was just kind of like, I didn't feel like 3-6 had this many hits. And this is from somebody who listens to 3-6. But I also had to think about, too, like, I mean, like, they got bangers, but technically, like, all of these ain't their records.
Mm-hmm.
But with respect to that, these are all people within their camp that made these bangers.
Mm-hmm.
So they are fair game to use in any of these situations.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's why I tell. That's when people ask me, everybody was like, "Man, he picked the wrong side on this one." Listen, I'm gonna just tell y'all straight up, I ain't really give a fuck about them losing because of the fact that like Bone is my reason that I started rapping.
This is the first time I watched the verses and feel like the culture won. You know they say that after every verse.
No, but this one here.
But this one was the first time I feel like, oh yeah, we won. Like we won tonight. We
like
really
like minus the little shit that happened.
Yeah.
After they came back,
we won tonight.
We won. Like that was to the point where if they squash that beef for real, I guarantee you, if Bone Thugs and 3-6 announce a tour tomorrow,
sold out.
That bitch gonna sell out wherever they go. And if it don't sell out, they gonna do numbers regardless. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like because they got that punt. I'll be honest. I'll tell you a couple of songs like Hook It Up. I thought they would have did that, even though it's not like it's their song featuring Master P.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on I Got the Hook Up soundtrack. It wasn't the best song, but it was a faster song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of Bone Thugs music is literally what it is. It's Bone Thugs in harmony.
Yeah,
they you did. Know what I'm saying?
And that's
they some rapping, singing ass niggas. Yeah. That's everything they do. They either rapping for real, or they like singing. Mm-hmm. Don't have the shit. Rap, sing combinations don't go against crunk club ass music. Just don't happen.
It don't work.
And when you are in a club catering to, you know, an event that is made to make people move their feet, you know, something that started in quarantine. You know what I'm saying? To give people something to do.
And when the bitch will be doubling the younger crowd.
3-6.
Oh, they spent the crowd, though. Yeah. Did y'all notice they spent the crowd?
I did.
Like, when Bone Thugs was performing, it was mad camera phones in there.
Yeah.
When 3-6 performed, it was mad fists jumping around going on. Yeah,
it was
wild. It was a definitely, they split the crowd, too.
This is the only verses I actually went back and watched again.
Yeah. I watched it twice.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's great. It was great.
And like I say, man, you know, I was making a joke about, you know, me sitting in the burning house going, this is fine. Like from the little anime thing, man, from the little cartoon thing. But ultimately, like, I know that if you want to say, you know, wins and losses, 3-6 by far. They came and did what they needed to do.
Yeah.
And I admit that, and I don't that doesn't make my fandom any less. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the other thing when people keep saying it was a poor matchup. This wasn't a matchup. This was bringing together two groups that have been beefing for over 25 years.
Exactly.
And let them do it in the ring without, you know, that's what it was about more than a matchup. That's what I was trying to say earlier. This ain't just a matchup. You feel me? It's bringing, that's the longest beef in probably rap history.
If it ain't the longest, it's one of.
I don't know nobody. Outside of do Ja Rule and 50, they ain't even go back that far, though.
No, not that far.
You know what I'm saying? Not that far. So, I don't know a beef that was goes back farther. And to bring it to fruition, like you said, we want to get out here and fight now. We could do this shit 920. We would wait till we're not mid-40s.
Right.
And then he said, shit, some are 50.
Yeah, like no, like straight up, bro. Like I just
it was good that they could joke about that.
I agree.
On stage with each other still.
I agree.
I had to take that.
No, you good. But yeah, no, like I just they had so many records that they just like let go, and I just wish they would not have let go. But I mean, it is what it is, man. And when it boils down to it, you know, the folks that came to do, but ultimately, like you said, I think the culture won in general for that one.
I got two more points to make, then we're going to get up out of here. You got this quote ready?
I got you.
All right, so two more points to make. They brought Lil Flip out for Ryan Spooner. That was an epic moment for me. Because I feel like Lil Flip lost his career behind, like, a fight he wasn't ready for. You know? I don't think he was ready for that T.I. fight, and it cost him his career. But you should be ready. Prepare, nigga.
He couldn't prepare for that.
He couldn't prepare for that. He did not know it was coming.
You prepare for 50. You couldn't prepare for
it. It was bad. I was so happy to see Lil Flip come out on stage. That was my first point. Yeah. My second point was at the end of the show, they decided to do freestyles.
And yeah, that was bad.
Bro, what? Like...
Yeah.
Did you see the very end of the show?
I did.
Yeah, they were doing
beatboxing. So you should go to the very end of the show, and they like beatboxing, little flip freestyle, and somebody who is freestyling. It's another dude out there freestyling. Yeah. Was it? It went crazy, was it?
You know my highlight, a person who came out.
No, that one. No. So I'll highlight the fact that he came out, but the end of it was my low end. That was the roughest shit that happened.
That was horrible.
Like y'all shouldn't be freestyling.
They
didn't look
that pros no more.
I didn't see that.
They looked bad.
I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
Oh, my God.
If they edited it out.
Is it
and Lil Flip, in my mind, is still the freestyle clean.
Okay.
In my mind, still the freestyle clean. Bro, listen to this dude rap 11 minutes straight freestyle.
Okay.
I ball like some meatballs in the damn deli.
Before you jump on that.
Go ahead.
I got to say it real quick. My highlight night, y'all should know what it was. When Stay Fly came out, I was standing up like a child. Because I knew. My favorite group of all time was finna hit the stage.
Oh, yeah, A-Ball and JG.
Turn up!
Bro, A-Ball, need to find a treadmill. Probably shouldn't say that.
A-Ball been like that pretty much his whole life, bro. I don't think he ever put a hand in his pocket.
I done told y'all a little Flip David Banner story, right?
I'm for real.
I told that on the podcast. Yeah. So, it was cool to see that. The moment for me, as a Bone fan, and I already said it, was literally just to watch them do Body Rock. Mm-hmm. Because it was the first time that I ever seen them do this in a public setting where all five members were present. But I was disappointed that they didn't run that whole record. Because Bone Thugs didn't do all of their records. Like, they didn't do the full records. 3-6 was performing a lot of, like, the full records.
They skill Country Black.
But what I'm saying is that Bone.
It hurt my feelings.
But what I'm saying is that like Bone.
I used to be clean and expedition.
Bone got some verses that would have killed on that stage. And they only put like two of their people on the record. Like for Body Rock, they only did Busy and they did Wish. I ain't got nothing against Wish. But he got the worst fucking verse on that song. Crazy got the one, Busy got the two, Lazy got the three. Wish got the last verse on that song. And when Lazy didn't come in at the bone and Wish did, I was like, hey, fuck that up. All right. I was so upset.
But wait, though. I agree with you on that. But you telling me you ain't feel some kind of way when Country Black didn't come on Ryan Spooner?
I didn't care about that song, man. I was on the bone side.
I understand.
Now
I'm thinking about it.
Now, yeah. Also, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to leave it alone. I like Every Day. That's cool. That ain't the best song him and Juicy J got together.
It's not.
They could have did that, but you want to take All Night from the TM88 TGOD? You know mm-hmm. what song I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what song you're talking
about. That song right there, that song goes so damn hard. I was just like, bro, y'all should have did that. Like, I don't know what it is about. Have you heard All Night?
Oh. I don't know.
We're going to play it for you. When we get off air, I'm going to play Body Rock for you, and I want you to hear All Night. But nah,
then we got to play Country Black verse off Ryan Spooner.
Okay, I'm with it.
I got to hear it, bro.
All right.
I used to be cleaning them. Oh, my bad. No, you got to. Hey, we appreciate y'all. Hey, listen, y'all got a bonus tonight because we said we were going to do an hour because we worked all night last night, and we had an hour and 50.
I ain't even trying to be funny. I have been running for 10 days straight. This is my third day podcasting. But I could not come in here and not
defend Bone.
I had to.
I mean, because, like, bro, I literally had to lay up off you because I felt like, all right, man, I'm going to piss him off.
No, I'm going to be real with you. You didn't piss me off, but it was kind of one of them things where I already saw how the night was finna go. And I was just like, hey, look, man, can I please just enjoy this? Because, like, I done had a hard-ass week.
I feel that.
I just want to enjoy myself tonight, man.
I felt that. I felt like you didn't want to be poked. I was going to poke you. I felt like he didn't want to be poked. I'm going to leave him alone.
I know.
But I'm sitting beside my old lady. And I'm like, I better leave him alone. She's like, but I was like, yeah. She's like, yeah, leave him alone. Like, cool.
I'm a nice guy, man. I don't want to piss nobody off.
Bro, you had a tone.
Oh, yeah,
and
I know.
And a text message.
I know.
And in our group chat, you had a tone.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, okay. I was like, all right, I see what time he on.
Not even that, but like the way that they started the verses.
Oh,
I had already told Nate. I was like, yo, they going to be in my ass in about the next 10 minutes. I can't do it, bro. I can't do it. All right. So our quote of the week is simple, man. It says, let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile.
Big facts, man. We appreciate y'all. We gave y'all an extra 15 minutes because we only supposed to be here for an hour tonight. So I've got something to say. Episode 84, look out for the Run Mile videos that's coming out. Look out for the Run Mile podcast. We're going to put in some work on getting that uploaded. I actually watched a bunch of the videos today, so it shouldn't be hard. And we're going to try to get that uploaded by the end of next week. I'm not going to... If I give it to you by the end of the week, I'll be happy.
We'll be superstars if we do that.
But
we're not robots.
We're not robots, bro. It is a lot of interviews.
A lot.
I plan on putting a lot of clips out on Instagram and our socials. But it's going to take time. It ain't easy. I know y'all think it's easy.
I was just finna say, I ain't even trying to be funny, but if y'all ain't never cut and paste 4 hours worth of interviews, y'all
you don't understand. You don't understand. It's rough. It's different. So I know I'm going to be locked in and glued in front of this computer for a little while. And man, looking at the screen hurts your eyes too long. And then you just want to live a regular life at some point.
That's it.
You know, at some point you want to live a regular life. Like, bruh, last night did one thing for me that re-energized me. It showed me that our work ain't been in vain.
Absolutely.
Bro, we set up the section. We was chilling. And, bro, we was like, bro, when we wasn't by our section, it was people at our section.
Right, waiting for us to come
waiting
back.
Waiting for us to come back.
They wanted to talk to us.
That was energizing for me because it was like saying, hey, you know, this looks legit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This looks legit. Because, man, we put a lot of work into making this legit. Like, this
from start to finish, we didn't even get breaks.
We didn't get breaks.
You're right, because, bruh. All right,
we had to tell them to give us a second to watch one performance.
I know we got to go. But you want to talk about working hard, bruh. Dream and Country ordered food and was literally trying to just eat a couple of spoonfuls and eat a wing or two in between interviews.
Facts.
And it was after like 10. It was after 10. It was probably after 11. by the time they actually slowed down enough to eat. So this ain't just, I mean, you know, we talk about a labor of love, but bro, it really ain't even a labor of love. Like, this is our passion. And passion, this is why we are here every single week, every week. And you know, it takes something major for us not to all be together in order to bring y'all this podcast. Yeah. So we just appreciate and we love and we respect everything that y'all bring to us. And we just want to give y'all that back, man, because it's a two-way street.
Man, we solely appreciate it. And the thing is, man, like last night re-energized me. Mm-hmm. And man, it's time to put the foot back on the pedal because we do have something special here. Mm-hmm. We can change the Gulf Coast. So we got to keep it moving. Dream asked me something that was real funny, and we're going to let y'all go. Dream asked me something that was real funny. He was like, man, you going to do every show? I was like, no, I don't think we're going to do every show. And he was like, good, because I want ready for every show. And I was like, yeah, bro, nah, we're a rarity. You're not going to get us as a common thing.
Right, yeah.
So we're gonna do more of those. I'm going to put the Ren Mob video out, hopefully, by the end of next Friday. If we give it to you earlier than that, God was on our side.
Oh God.
Oh my God. You don't understand how much work that y'all don't see outside of what we do live. Outside of the live, it's a lot of work going to it.
Said that.
Take us out of here, man.
You got it.
Episode 84. No, you gotta tell them, man. I want you to do a drink.
Man, I just realized I ain't been in the camera for the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Did you? Where you was at?
Look. I'm sitting back there. Right there. Watch the camera.
You just blend in with the camera. We already established.
It is a spot.
Bitch, I've been doing this show alone for the last 34 minutes.
Oh my God. I didn't know that was a thing either. But it's a certain spot you find that you out of. Hey, guess who sets up the camera every week?
DJ Big Dream.
I don't know how I got the camera moving.
DJ Big Dream sets up the camera every week, so it ain't on me.
Y'all can hit me, but you won't see nothing but my shoulder.
Man, this is South Got Something to Say, man. I'm sorry, 84, man. We love y'all. We out. Peace. Because the verses, like you said, I knew the verses was going to be a heavy conversation.
Right. No, it's cool though.